a woman had a vest kavua for 32. And then she switched to 29, then afterwards 28, 27. What does she have to be cheshish for? So we saw with regard to vest kavua, vest sheni kavua, a vest kavua is nekar in 3 times, vest sheni kavua is nekar in 1 time. This lady that saw after her kvius of 32, she saw 29, 28, 27. L'chur, she's Iker, the chash of 32, and she doesn't have to be chashish for 32. What does she yet have to be chashish for? So, if on 29, 28, 27, she saw the exact same hour, the fact that it's different days, that's Ziv Gimel. It could be Kaveya for an hour, even if the days are different, and it's Nekar B'Pamachas, and which means that L'chur, it would mean the way the Chavetz learned, she's chashish for 27 next month for that specific hour. So those that understood, the Balmar understood, is that it means that you're choshish every single day of your life at that specific hour, and yes, we never find such a type of vest. So mean l'chera, the one time for that 1 hour. That was not the case, she saw not a specific time, she saw a night, and the shaila is, what does she have to be choshish for? Since Machlekes Din Rav and Shmuel, b'negeya to dilugim, woman sees tezvav tezayin yudzayin l'chodesh, according to Rav Yekaveh Aves, according to Shmuel, you need tezvav tezayin yudzayin yudches. The same thing applies with aflagos, according to Rav Achrenim. Machlekes Din Rav and Shmuel is one more than that. Woman sees aflaga of 30, 31, 32, which is 4 riyas and 3 aflagos, according to Rav Yekaveh Aves. And according to Shmuel, b'pashtus, you need a 5th riya, which is a 4th aflaga, which is 3 dilugim, which is 1 vest. Therefore, in our case, Lachura, if you have 27, 29, 28, 27, according to Rav, Saflogis, according to Rav, your Kiveya vest, Saflogis bidilugim, and you have to be Chesh for 26. According to Shmuel, you wouldn't be Kiveya yet. However, it's not so posh because the Fiskach were brought down, that's a crazy place it says, Inka Zadavar, the only time they were Kaveh for Dilugim is when it's going up. 26, 27, 28. When it's going backwards, 29, 28, 27, you're not Kaveh. Well, the Shach says Mefurish that it is, and it's Mefurish Azayin the Rishenim. Maybe that's the way that we go. Maybe in such a case, Lachar would have to be Chershish. We can go like the Shach, 29, 28, 27. According to Rav, your Kaveh Aves, that would be the simplest. Your Kaveh Aves, you're only Chershish for 26. You also would not have to be Chershish for Inabinit, according to this, because in Sif Aleph it seems, at least the Stima Samachaber and the way the Taz speaks out ahead, if a woman has a Ves Kavua, then she's not Choshish even for Eina Beinonis. The Mashmois is, even if the Ves Kavua is before the Eina Beinonis, it's for less days than the Eina Beinonis is Pashit. If your Ves Kavua is for after the Eina Beinonis, for 33, then you don't have to be Choshish. How about if it's less than that? We saw some Machlokes Rishonim. The Pashas Mashmois of Machaber and Lehedi and the Taz of Sif Kalman Aleph is that you do not have to be Choshish for the Ves Kavua. According to that, you'd be Choshish for 1 day. 26. Problem is, the Machaber says that he studies him like Shmuel and brings down Rav afterwards, and he says Yeshlach Merkishneim, and all that everybody brings down the Bach. The Yeshlach Merkishneim means you take the chumras of both of them. Well, in this case, you have a suffix whether or not you kaveh aves. You're not kaveh aves. According to Rav, you kaveh aves. You have to be chayish for 26. According to Shmuel, you're not kaveh aves. But Meila Lachur, you just have to be chayish for 27. That's all. That's all if you don't go like the Beis Meir. But if you go like the Beis Meir, you would never get Iker, you're 28 and 29. We didn't see this really for tomorrow, which would come out, L'chur, also you don't have a Veska Vua, you have to pay. None of that, according to Beis Meir, you would never Iker your Veska Vua, because you never got to 32. So according to that, L'chur, you have to be Choshish for 26 for Rav, 27 for Shmuel, 28 for the Beis Meir, 29 for the Beis Meir, 30 for Oina Beinonis, 31 for the Chavis Das, 32 because you never Iker. Send your wife to America for a Chasana. However, maybe we have a way out, because we saw in Sif Vav that a woman could be Kaveh Aves for Yom HaShavua. Yom HaShavua means that if a woman sees 29, 29, 36, 36, so she saw 29, that means she saw on Sunday, and 4 weeks later on Sunday. She saw another 29, she saw a third Sunday. That means if a woman has two haflogas of 29, that means she's Kaveh Aves for Sunday. She has Ves Kavua. What happens if a woman sees 29, that means she has Sunday, 4 weeks later Sunday, and then she sees 28 and it continues into 29? Bechura, she has a vest of what we call Mayan Pasua, and it continued into 29 the third time, and maybe she had a vest for Sunday. And in such a case, Bechura, that's it. According to Shmuel, she's got a vest kavua. According to Rav, she has a vest kavua for Dilugin. According to Shmuel, Bechura, it's even according to Rav. There's also another, at least even according to Shmuel, that doesn't have a vest Dilugin Lemafreya, but you still have a vest kavua for Yimei HaShavua. And the male Lecher also wouldn't have to be Cheshir for Ein HaBeinonis. For Lecher, in such a case, Zichur, everybody's going to be Masmi for Cheshir for Ein HaBeinonis. This Ein Ma'in HaPasuch is not even brought down Halacha. For sure, for Yimei HaShavua to say that we're Cheshir for it. And I never heard anybody being Cheshir that somebody sees 29 and then 27. It goes into 29, you have to be Cheshir. Well, according to Shmuel, you're not. And therefore, in a Hanami, if you're going to be Cheshir for the Beis Meir, this woman will be Aser from day 26 through day 32.